Please stand and let us sing together Faith of Our Fathers, number 812. Welcome to Christ Lutheran Church, where our mission is to gather in worship, grow in God's word, and serve in Jesus' name. If you're a visitor, we're so thankful you're here. I hope you got to see those photos taken at Vacation Bible School this past week. There was a good crowd of kids who had a wonderful time. So a big thank you to all of the volunteers who made Vacation Bible School possible. Yeah. The theme was Cave Quest, and if you want to see something really cool, go downstairs and check out the hallway by the kitchen. Really cool. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are free to love as God loves.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
O God, judge eternal, you love justice and hate oppression, and you call us to share your zeal for truth. Give us courage to take our stand with all victims of bloodshed and greed, and following your servants and prophets, to look to the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 5, starting with verse 1. Let me sing for my beloved, my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his pleasant planting. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed, righteousness, but heard a cry. The second reading is from Hebrews chapter 11, starting with verse 29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of the lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Here ends the readings. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No. I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided. Father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, do you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky? But why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord, we say. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Did anyone get a yellow card today? Any yellow cards out there in your view? Well, that means even if you didn't get one, today is a day you are invited. Actually, Brad, will you keep the lights on? For what's going to be the beginning of a wrap-up of a sermon series for the summer that gives us a little chance to dialogue. So maybe you have something that provoked you from these scriptures that you want to share, and you're going to get my attention and say it, okay? Or you can write it on a scratch piece of paper and hand it to me, and I'll say it, okay? But of course, you know I'm not going to start anything without giving you my carefully curated torture. Because we've got to talk about grapes today when we're talking about how God reconciles two things that don't go together to fulfill God's plans and purposes. All right, how does one measure the length of a grapevine? With a vineyard. I like that one. What do you say when a grape falls off of the vine and starts to die? Everything happens for a raisin. What does a grape say if you step on it? Nothing. It's just going to let out a little wine. I love these grape jokes. I don't think Isaiah would think they were funny, though. I think Isaiah was taking the grapes really seriously in his prophecy, because God has this mission of planting a vineyard that's going to yield grapes that are going to provide for wine in a culture where wine was necessary, right? But instead, the vineyard yields not useful grapes, not delicious grapes, but what kind of grapes? Wild grapes, right? And what are wild grapes going to do? They're going to make your tummy feel sour. They're probably not very palatable. A wild grape vine is invasive, and so it's going to come up and it's going to form a canopy over the vines that you want, which is going to block the photosynthesis and inhibit growth. Right? So your yield is going to be smaller. Oh, no, no, no. Not good. No, that's the reaction Isaiah is having. I don't, no. But God is always willing to start over while honoring the past and the present. So does anyone here grow grapes? Anyone have a vineyard? Okay, me neither. But I think most people in here have tried to grow something, right? You know, you've had bad luck with your tomatoes and squirrels. Yeah? That's what happened to me. I tried tomatoes 1 year, never got to eat a single one before the squirrels got to them. Yeah, growing things. So I was looking up, hey, who do I know who has a vineyard? Nobody. But I found someone's description of their vineyard in California. So I'm going to read this list of chores that it takes to grow a vineyard, all right? And I want you to be thinking about any frustration you might have had when you were trying to grow something, or that feeling of great satisfaction if something you grew did yield, right? I mean, I know Mackenzie had good luck with her cucumbers this year, right? Anybody else have good luck on your yield of your vegetables? Maybe? Oh, okay. Alex did. Alex had a good garden this year. All right. But this is how I think about the amount of work that goes into planting something new. Because this vineyard grower says not only do we have our current grapes, but we always want to plant a new vineyard if we can. And the first decision to make is what to plant on that specific site. What does the site lend itself to? High vigor, low vigor, cool or warm, exposure, type of soil, fertility, drainage. What will the future wine market be looking for? Is there a new clone all the winemakers are interested in trying? Only after you've made that list of decisions can you go on to consider spacing. For smaller vines, less than 1 pound of fruit per vine, which provides a more intense flavor, you'll space the vines closer together. This involves more supplies, more labor, so the cost of the harvest is higher. For more vigorous areas, vines are typically spaced farther apart. But in both cases, you want to create a balance between the vine and the fruit. Typical spacing today is rows 8 feet apart, vines 5 feet. But that's different than it used to be. I'm going to skip the math because Dan's not here to appreciate it. He's the one who likes math. Soil may need to be amended prior to planting. I amended my soil and the tomatoes grew as big as my head, but again, it was just made the squirrels happy. But for grapes, your goal is a mostly neutral soil. Calcium is a common addition. Increase the pH, etc., etc. Okay, now row direction. I found this the most interesting. Without wind to take into consideration in this particular area, we strive to have the vines as close to running in a north-south direction as possible. This faces the broad side of the vines east, so the leaves can do their work most efficiently. That's interesting. We may alter the direction somewhat if we're planting on a steep hill, in which case, up and down is best for erosion control purposes. Got that. Let's see. You've got to mark out with square corners. You've got to keep each row exact. Then the crew. So then you have to have a crew. The crew has to move along as a team, one digging a hole, another holding the baby vine in place, and another covering the roots and about half of the vine with soil. Afterward, each planting is watered well and nursery cartons are placed over the newly planted vines to give them a protected, warm, cozy home to begin their lives. I thought that was so tender. That is like a little love song, right? Like you can tell this person is thinking of their vines like a little baby they want to snuggle, right? I don't know if that much tender, loving care went into the wine in the tiny cups that we're going to drink at communion today. But I know that that's just a tiny portion of the love and affection that God feels for us. If God loves us so much more than even this person loves their vines, it's going to create their wine. And then what's going to happen? The wild grapes are going to take over. The wild grapes that have none of all of these specificities, you know, none of this tender, loving care. And it's not going to yield what was planted, what was hoped for, what was planned. It's going to yield something undrinkable, really. We're not going to put wild grape wine in the little cups, are we? No. All of the love, all of the tender care that God creates our world with doesn't go away just because God says, well, that vineyard didn't take. I'm going to start over. I'm going to honor everything I did plant. And I'm going to honor that the wild grapes, they need to go. But it's always going to cost God to move forward. And we know that in the reconciling of God's loving care to our sins, that cost is God's Son Jesus, who dies on the cross so that our sins are forgiven and that a whole new planting is possible, a whole new creation. That the reconciliation of things that don't seem to go together, you wouldn't think of child sacrifice and hope going together, but that's how God does God's work to reconcile the human and divine, earth to heaven. And to give us the chance to participate in that and to follow Jesus, who, being the pioneer, calls us all to come along too and say, you know what? Being a new creation is going to be dirty, sweaty work, and there's the possibility for failure. There's a possibility that it's going to turn your stomach and ruin your appetite to be faithful. There's a possibility for great risk, like this long list of people who get sawn in half and thrown to lions, living in caves, having to be cold, having to be hungry. That's the Christian life. I feel like because we gather in a beautiful building and we've all had breakfast if we wanted it, and there's going to be refreshment time, and most of us brushed our hair this morning, that it makes us feel like the Christian life is very polite and easy. But we know it's not, is it? Because even if my garden in my yard looks good, right? I know that there's always going to be something in my heart that's vulnerable. Let's just call it metaphorical squirrels are always going to be threatening what I have in my heart if it's not actually in my garden. How can I keep my fidelity to God in a world filled with wild grapes growing over? The teenage phrase is, don't cast shade on me, Mom. And that's how I think about how susceptible humans are to wild grapes growing up and impeding us. So what is our defense? Our defense is singing songs like Faith of Our Fathers and what we're about to sing in just a minute. Our defense is coming together to pray and to say, you know what? We all got our wild grapes going on. We all do. And we trust that the vineyard keeper, who is our Lord, is going to be faithful to how much love is put into all this work, right? The person who wrote this isn't going to give up on this vineyard easily, are they? God is never going to give up on us. God is always going to come back with it, whether it's amendments, soil amendments, amendment of life, whether it is a new vine grafted in, which is the whole reason we have St. Paul, who helps draw that picture of how the Jewish faith and the Christian faith are grafted together. Oh, that's a miracle right there. God is always going to find a new creative way to keep us flourishing and to honor the work that God's Son does on the cross, the sacrifice that is made where Jesus is literally planted His blood is flowing as new wine, and we are the old wineskins that it's going to go into. That is the feast we share in the sacrament that we celebrate now. Any thoughts, any feedback? You can always give it to me later. I love when afterwards someone comes up and gives me a yellow card or mentions something, because that helps give me ideas for the next thing, right? Let us stand and sing together, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Faith in God with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer.
God of presence and peace, strengthen your church around the globe to proclaim the message of your love coming to the world. Open our hearts to recognize your face in all people and in all creation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For all those serving in the armed forces of our nation and for our enemies, we commend to your continual care those serving on active duty, especially Bryce, Ryan B., Cassandra, Darren, Eli, Ryan S., and Jacob. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Give a heart of discernment and integrity to all our leaders, including Joe, our president, Tim, our governor, and Tom, Norman, Ryan, Mandy, Neil, and Bruce, our mayors, for peace and justice in all nations, and including the communities of Biscay, Brownton, Glencoe, New Auburn, Plato, and Silver Lake. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all those affected by natural disasters, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of comfort and care, be present with those on our prayer list and those celebrating a birthday or anniversary, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all those on hospice care, especially Deb, Gary, and Marlis, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Remembering all victims and all perpetrators of gun violence, deliver us from all violence, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We pray for wisdom, peace, and justice to prevail in the Ukraine, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For your mission for Christ Lutheran Church, for the person who will be called to be the next pastor, and for the call committee, for the many ministries planted here, including Vacation Bible School, students, staff, and families, merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Lois Ash, may they rest in peace and rise in glory, merciful God,
receive our prayer. Receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom. Amen. Okay. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated while our ushers are going to pass both the alms basins for the regular collection, and today is Noisy Pail for school supplies. If you like to bring your offering to Christ, well, you can do that too. Thank you. If you need to go around three times, it's okay. Please stand. And thanks to Nolan and Xander for pinch hitting on the noisy pail. I'm going to let you gentlemen just lay those right here at the altar. Thank you. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we sum up all the prayers of our hearts in the words our Savior Christ teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Take away. many the works, one in the Lord of all. One bread, one body, one Lord of all. One cup, a blessing which we bless, and we
Let us pray. Life-giving God, through this meal you have bandaged our wounds and fed us with your mercy. Now send us forth to live for others, both friend and stranger, that all may come to know your love. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated for a brief temple talk.
Okay, I wish to cover two topics today. First, you have seen the last couple of weeks on announcements, Habitat for Humanity, Kroger Habitat for Humanity, is going to have a booth out at the fair, and we're looking for volunteers to do three-hour shifts. The nice thing this year is there is free admission to the fair, so it doesn't cost you even to get anything to get in there, and we would like to have about four people in the booth at all times. We're going to be helping kids build birdhouses and telling more the story about Habitat for Humanity. So if you'd be willing to sign up for that, you can sign up online at the Crow River Habitat for Humanity website. Also, we've lost two board members at Habitat for Humanity, and so we need to replace them. If any of you think this is a ministry that you'd be willing to partake in, please just contact me or the Habitat office, and we'll talk to you more about being a member of the board of directors. Then the second thing, this is more close to home here. We are still looking for volunteers for head usher, and we're always going to use more people, too, to help out with the AV booth back at the back there. Scott and Mackenzie both would like to have more people to help with that project. And also, we have three openings at Christ Lutheran Church. These are part-time positions. They are paid positions. One, and the most, and the biggest one, is Christian Education Coordinator. Stacy helped out a lot this summer with the Vacation Bible School, but we now need to have a more permanent presence there. So I would like you to think about that. Also, Randy Wilson has resigned as director of the Bell Choir and the Adult Choir. So we're looking for either one or two people. It could be one position or it could be two positions. So if you know of anybody or if you're thinking of something that you could do, we're looking for a director for the Bell Choir and a director for the Adult Choir. Thank you.
Dennis?
Yes.
With the head ushering?
Yes. Both head and usher are non-specific to a gender.
Thanks, Dennis. And also, just so you know, next Sunday, Randy and Kay Wilson aren't leaving Christ Lutheran, but because Randy's retiring from the position of choir director, they're going to provide a special music. So thank you. Oh my gosh, y'all. That's the 28th. Don't think it's next week. Okay. Please stand. Thank you, Vicki. The God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and comfort you and show you the path of life this day and always. Amen.
Amen.
Neighbor. idea.